Are we using visualization and goal setting the wrong way? Just this weekend, we had a major, major event. Mayweather and McGregor, they met in the ring, and a master of visualization, a master of boxing, met in the ring. So it got me thinking today, because I saw a lot of videos in the internet talking about how McGregor visualizes every single fight, how he could call into existence, manifest into the reality every single move from the opponent. So I was very intrigued because the fact is that I do that all the time. I visualize it. I have a ritual every single morning that I visualize, you know, what I want. And when I was getting these videos from McGregor about the power of visualization and how he visualizes every single opponent, every single fight, every single time he goes to the ring, I was intrigued because I do that. And I wanted to see how this guy was able to visualize the fight with Mayweather. At the same time, I was going on too, as I was leading a group of men into the next level. I was leading a group of men in my event to see what life is going to be like in the next 100 days, in the next 12 months, if they live in the edge. So we had a lot of goal setting. So after the fight, I realized one thing. You could visualize all day long. You could goal set all day long. And I truly think visualization and goal setting is key to your success. But here's one thing I saw in the fight with Mayweather and one thing I saw in the fight with McGregor is that visualization and goal setting is not enough. See, we live in a society that they tell you just wish it and it'll come true. Go get it and life will give it to you. You know, the book The Secret has been sold millions of copies because we have this idea that if we sit down and we hope and dream, it's going to come to us. But it's one thing that we learn. Wanting it is not enough. Visualizing every day your success is not enough. Having the fire inside of you is not enough. Having people tell you the greatest is not enough. You have to be willing to show up with a strategy. With a strategy. If you don't have a strategy, I don't care how much you want it. I don't even care how good you are. Nobody gives a fuck how good you are. Nobody gives a fuck, you know, how bad you want it. What they give a fuck about is what's the strategy you're going to use. In the marketplace, in real estate, if you have all the money right now and if you have all the intention of buying a bunch of properties, if you have the wrong strategy, you will lose money. In the coaching business, you could be the best fucking coach in the world. You could be the best consultant in the world. If you don't have a strategy to get clients, to bring them into the marketplace, to give them value, you will lose. Every single day we wake up and we see all these people that are the best at something. But at the same time, we see that they're broke because they don't have a strategy. If you don't have a strategy, all the visualization that you want, all the goal setting that you want goes out the window because it's not enough. It's not enough. And I speak from my experience because I spent years in personal development, years of going to workshops, having visualization boards, having a vision board, having a goal setting board, having 100 strategies. And I forgot the one thing, which is, can I just execute on one strategy a day? One strategy a day. That's all you need. You need just to be good at one strategy. And once you find that strategy that you're good at, you double down on that. What Mayweather did is he doubled down in his strategy. He had a strategy and he executed. He doubled down in what he was best at. That's the reason that he won. McGregor could visualize all day long. He could win all day long. He's a great fighter. I'm not taking anything away from him. But at the end of the day, visualization, goal setting, wanting the shit that you want is not enough. You need to have a strategy. You need to have a plan. You need to have an action plan to make sure that you execute every single day. So I believe that visualization and goal setting are part of success, but it's not the only part. How bad do you want it? Find a strategy today and find somebody who holds you accountable for the strategy, and that even guarantees you to show up. Hope you like this message. If you like it, comment, share it. Until next time, learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.